poll, Trump-backed South Carolina Republican Russell Fry shows double-digit lead over impeachment supporter Rep. Tom Rice. By Jacob Bliss on March 21, 2022. Trump-backed South Carolina Republican Russell Fry showed a strong 20-point lead over impeachment supporter Rep. Tom Rice, RSC, and the rest of the primary field in an internal poll. The poll also found that of those who voted in the Republican primary before, 63% said they would not vote for Rice again, while only 21% said they would vote for the impeachment Republican again. There was 11% who said they never voted for Rice in the past and still will not, as 5% said they have never voted for him and they will this time. The initial hypothetical ballot from Fry's campaign showed him leading the field with 39%, with the impeachment Republican incumbent with 18%. The rest of the field was in the single digits, with Mark McBride having 6%, Barbara Arthur with 5%, Ken Richardson with 5%, and Garrett Barden with only 3%. 24% was undecided. Fry swelled to over 50% when the respondents were told about former President Donald Trump's backing. After the information, Fry had 52%, with the respondents as Rice only had 22%. The rest of the field was in the single digits again. McBride had 5%, Richardson had 4%, Arthur had 1%, and Barden with only 1%. 15% was undecided. The survey was taken from March 13 to 15 and asked 615 likely Republican primary voters in South Carolina's 7th congressional district. The margin of error was plus or minus 3.9% and had a confidence level of 95%. During a recent Trump rally in South Carolina, Fry and Katie Arrington, who's also backed by Trump and is looking to take out Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, joined the former president on stage. Fry told the crowd, "We're going to vote to impeach Tom Rice at the ballot box," referencing Rice's vote to impeach Trump. "On June 14, it's our turn to vote. And on June 14 here in the South Congressional District, we're going to vote to impeach Tom Rice at the ballot box," Fry added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.